This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Class, we're now broadcasting 2 hours a day right here from high atop the Missouri Ozark Mountains, Studio A. Frank Underhill's with us, and his company is Underhill Securities Corporation. And there's a link to Frank Underhill on the website at usaprepares.com. That's USAPREPARES.com. And if you'd like to go directly to his website, it's UnderhillSecurities.com. Underhill, UnderhillHill, Securities.com. And Frank Underhill was a trusted advisor to the late Bob Chapman. And Bob Chapman would call Frank Underhill many times a day, probably five times a day, and get statistics and numbers. And Bob Chapman would use those numbers in his broadcasts, of which he broadcasted as much as 40 hours a week. Bob Chapman did more broadcasting than any broadcaster I know of per week, 40 hours a week. Most guys and gals that broadcast are behind the microphone 1 hour a day, sometimes two, sometimes three. But 40 hours a week is just unbelievable. I don't know how Bob Chapman did it. But Frank Underhill was one of his trusted advisors. One of the things I wanted to mention was that, as you know, I'm a cattle farmer. I raise beef. And I can sell beef by raising it and putting the cows in a trailer and taking them to a livestock auction. And I will receive about $1.18 a pound on the hoof. Now, I want you to think about this. How much is a puppy? How much does a English Mastiff cost? Between $800 and $3,000. How much does a Neapolitan Mastiff cost? About the same, actually a little bit more. And how much is a German Shepherd or a Beagle or a Dachshund? Well, a cow, a 1,000-pound cow, will bring about $1,100. And it takes a lot to feed an 1,100-pound or a 1,000-pound animal. It just does. And so we'll get about $1,100 for a 1,000-pound cow. Now, when you go to the supermarket and you buy beef, how much does that cost? How much is a T-bone? How much is filet mignon? How much is a rump roast? How much is ribeye? What I'm saying is the farmers aren't making the money. The money is made throughout the processing chain, the marketing chain, and we get the smallest share, and we do the most amount of work. It's amazing, and we take the most amount of risk. It's there's an inequity in the system. Now, I'm not complaining because I chose to do this. But what I'm saying is we need to rework the system. We need to take some of these middlemen out. We need to take some of the greed out of the equation and bring the prices down to a reasonable level at your end. And you know, you talk about $8 a gallon milk. And have you ever considered what it's like to be a dairy farmer? There's nothing harder. There is nothing harder on this planet than being a dairy farmer. If you have an enemy and you want to wish him the worst, you want to wish that he's a dairy farmer. There's no getting away from it. It's the toughest thing on the planet. It's getting up real early in the morning. It's staying up late at night. It's milking the cows twice a day. It's never ending. It never stops. Frank Underhill, I wanted to mention a little bit about beef and how little the farmers get for it and how much it costs in the store.
Well, I can answer all those questions on beef prices. Smith's ran a sale $9.99 for a pound of tenderloin. And but guess what, folks? You show up to the store, it's all gone because they just put out one box a day. Each box is four or five cryovacs, and you got to buy it by the whole package. So you're looking at 5 pounds, $10, $50 a bag. Mine is pretty good beef, and the rib steak $5.99 a pound. Now I just shop the flyer, Vincent. I prefer to have like tough cuts of meat, like chuck, and I like braising and pot roast. Mm-hmm. But it is expensive. By the way, for your listeners, I cook an excellent top sirloin. Top sirloin's a very tough cut. And Vincent, I don't want you to think I'm a kook or anything, but I'm a meat connoisseur. I'm a purveyor of beef. Mm-hmm. And I love top sirloin, even though it's a bit on the tough side. But if you cook them, you know, medium rare with nice seasoning salt, I prefer, if I can talk Lawry's on, you know, because and some regular salt and pepper. And I cook top sirloin. I like cooking. And you know, by the way, Vincent, I don't even like barbecuing. I have one of these grills on my oven. And it makes very nice char lines, just like a steakhouse. But yeah, beef is...
You get a job when you come to the farm for the Get Prepared Expo. yeah, we'll have a little barbecue out here. Dr. Howard Shane is part of our cooking staff, and he always runs over to the grill, and we have a whole house full of instructors. It's a wild time, and so you've got a job right there with Dr. Howard Shane. That's something that I wish I had more time for, but I don't. Frank, you've got some clients who follow your advice. What have your clients who have followed your advice done to end up with more money than they started with?
Well, it depends on when they bought. I'm not a market timer per se. I stick to sectors. Some are down, some are even up a bit. Even down here, with these miners at these levels, it's still very dodgy. You may be down, but not down a whole lot. And this is why I like to do, for those people who get my research reports, I just primarily stick with three asset classes. I stick in the mining sector, energy sector, and the Canadian real estate sector. The reason being I like the Canadian real estate sector is because it's stable, provides income, liquidity, and of course, just like here, they haven't been, HAMP or TARP or HARP candidates and Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac casualty. So I stick with that sector. If you have a balanced diversification, you can spread the risks out a little bit more. If you're solely focused in one sector, well, risk reward plays in. If it goes your way, the risk, the rewards can be very rich. If, of course, it goes against you, there could be consequences. But nonetheless, you still have your investment. That's why I like to go with anything that kicks off income, especially for people who are looking at retirement. You need to look at income-producing assets as opposed to buy and hold and wait for something to come, because you're going to have bills coming in every month, and therefore you need an investment that pays out every month. So I like to stick with the a mixed portfolio in those three sectors. I generally stay out of financials and biotech and technology simply because I don't understand them. But I think mining issues or physical metal is a good hedge on currency devaluation. I think energy is a, you sort of want inflation in energy, you know, even though you see it in the pump. But for an investor, it could be lucrative, especially if they pay out, you know, monthly dividends. And with the Canadian real estate, you're buying growth and you're buying income. You actually, primarily you're buying income. That's what people pay for them. But if people got in, you know, 2 years ago or a year and a half at the high, there is pain to be felt, no question about it. But I think, again, you just can't buy them and look at, you know, a six-month, one-year, two-year hold. You got to look out into the future for them.
Frank, when you talk about retirement, you know, I was thinking about my retirement. I've been retired for a while. I haven't had a job, you know, where I've reported to work since 1989. And I would not make a very good employee anyway, because I, you know, as you know, I don't take direction very well. And so, but I've been retired for quite a while. But while I'm retired, I actually work. And I work for, I work on this farm that we have. And I'm thinking about, as you said, an income stream, and it's necessary. It's necessary to have some kind of income. And in my case, I get income every time we raise cows and decide to sell them. You know, so we have the calves and they grow up and then we sell them for $1,000 a piece. But how certain can a retirement stream be? What do you look at when you advise your clients about the security and the certainty of an income stream? Because many people have mortgages, and many people have car payments, and many people have debt that needs to be serviced. And if they don't service their debt, they will lose their house, they will lose their car, they will lose those things that they bought on time. How do you handle that?
Well, I don't single out any specific company to be the proverbial silver bullet. But what I look at is sector. Mining is a long-term sector. Energy is a long-term sector. Real estate, per se, is also, if it's done right, is also long-term. So when people's investment objectives, say like an insurance company.
Well, let's hold that thought. We'll talk about the insurance company when we come back, and we'll talk about diversification. We'll talk about making sure that if you do have retirement income needs, that they will be met, and how Frank Underhill of Underhill Securities handles those decisions with you. We'll be right back.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is filled in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on freeze-dried foods, and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Is this the year you finally get serious about your family's drinking water? If so, keep listening for a special offer from Big Berkey Water Filters. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated? Berkey Water Filters distinguish themselves from many other filtration systems with the capability to significantly reduce dangerous chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, and disinfection byproducts from municipal water via the Black Berkey and PF line of filters. Then there's affordability. At only 1.7 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify treated and untreated water, even stagnant pond water. Stop and think how much money you could save by simply reducing buying bottled water and using water filtered by your Berkey water filter. No need to be constantly replacing expensive filters with a Berkey. A single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. Choose the best size Berkey for your needs at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And right now, all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Just call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Free shipping on every order over $50. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAprepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAprepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Frank Underhill and I were talking before the break about insurance diversification. And Frank, I have a question about diversification. For example, you know, I'm trying to relate securities to our farming operation. Now, what we do is we try to decide what we like, what we think we understand, and we try to raise those particular animals. So, for example, I raise black Angus cows. And every once in a while, a red Angus cow will pop out, it'll be born, and we'll wonder, you know what, how'd that happen? Because the bull is black, the cows are black, and so in the lineage there was some crossbreeding with a red Angus. Well, anyway, so we try to stay with what we think we do best, which is black Angus. Now, diversification is the opposite of that. It's the opposite of specialization. So how do you discuss that with your clients? Diversification. What is the reason for diversification from your perspective in advising them?
Well, you try to take advantage of different sector rotations, but what all of my suggestions hinge on, I don't buy any American companies. Mm. I buy everything north of the border because they are not recipients of government handouts or bailouts.
And so that gets back to what I was saying before. I don't understand the marketplace. I don't understand how the market, the stock market, can be just a few points below 14,000 when we are just injecting and injecting into quantitative easing, more and more Federal Reserve notes, if you will, and we're inflating the currency, which is inflationary, which devalues the purchasing power of all of our held Federal Reserve notes. Everything costs us more as a result. And then people are saying, yeah, but the market's going up and up and up. But it's not based on profits. It's based on inflating the number of digits or Federal Reserve notes that are floating around. I'm really uncomfortable with all of that. I would like a market that's based on fundamentals, where if you work hard, you have a great product, you can have customers, you can take care of those customers, and you can reap the rewards of doing the right thing, which is not what we're doing. But it is where you're focused.
Exactly. Yeah, that's correct. And that's why I tend to generally avoid those kind of variables altogether. I like tangibles. And could I just say back, I'm not saying about the insurance, but, you know, don't rush out and buy a policy or whatnot, but generally companies like pension funds and that sector, they need assets that produce monthly income so they in turn can pay their participants monthly income. And generally that's achievable through real estate or food manufacturing, agro-processors alike, because they in turn produce monthly income because they sell their product, like in your business with growing. You sell your product. I don't know who your customer is, whether it's an arbiter, but, you know, they put it out and they sell it and they get paid and you get paid.
Right.
So that's generally where I like to have a focus on. And if subscribers to my reports, they receive them, and they're very narrow, but they're also very focused. I don't like to play hopscotch and second guess.
Frank, how would you recommend that someone get your free research reports? What would you like them to do?
Call my office, 702-987-5449. And I don't even need a phone number or name. Just give me an email and I'll put you on my list. I don't sell anything, Vincent. I just like to present a suggestion.
Frank, when you send out these research reports, are you required to turn over to any authorities those email addresses?
No, never.
Would you consider doing that?
Heck no. I deleted it before. Yeah, no, not at all.
Frank Underhill, and I'll tell you why I asked him that question when we come back. Vin Finelli, USAPrepares.com, Underhill Securities Corporation.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dry guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is filled in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on freeze-dried foods, and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
How would you like to have normal blood pressure?
This is Ernesto from Illinois. I had my doctor's appointment yesterday, and I got my labs in. My HDL is 119L, and my LDL is 37L. My doctor asked what I was doing to lower it so much, So I told her about HB Extract.
Millions of people, like Ernesto, are suffering from high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, and clogged arteries. But now there's an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation. Heart and Body Extract.
My blood pressure has not gone past 125 over 80 in almost a month.
Experience amazing benefits when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract.
She did a double take when she looked at my ER labs. She couldn't believe it.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Thank you. Heart and Body Extract.
Lunch is ready!
And it's an MRE smorgasbord at longlifefood.com. In 1983, Long Life Food Depot was one of the first to sell MRE pouches to the public, and we're still selling them almost 30 years later. Today, Long Life Food Depot has the world's most complete MRE online buffet, because MREs are all we do. Tasty varieties of chicken, beef, salmon, and pasta entrees, plus sandwiches and our easy-to-use pouches. Full moisture, long shelf life, and ready to eat hot or cold. We sell by the pouch or case, so the choices are endless, and so are the graduated quantity discounts. The more you buy, the more you save. Call 800-601-2833 or go to longlifefood.com to join our email list for upcoming announcements like the Rollaway Food Pod. Plus, enjoy fast and free shipping. Just call 800-601-2833 or visit longlifefood.com. Emergency preparedness, emergency relief. Longlifefood.com since 1983, sending real food to your real future.
Stop the pain from broken, chipped, and damaged nails and eliminate toenail fungus with a revolutionary new nail hardener, Nails of Steel. Just apply one drop of Nails of Steel over natural or polished nails and go. With Nails of Steel, there's virtually no drying time and it's guaranteed. Try this all-natural antifungal and herbal formula for women and men. Call 816-896-8307 or get free shipping at nailsofsteel.com. Nailsofsteel.com. It's like a salon in a bottle.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Is 2013 your year to achieve more? More vitality? More health? More well-being? Hi, this is Pastor Jenny. For 25 years, I spent my life's work teaching others how to achieve more. But in 2010, I got a lesson of my own about RNA drops. I learned that there are millions of gene switches latent in every single cell of my body that are waiting for an activator. I learned by taking RNA drops, I could begin to activate that power in my cells and achieve the more that I desire. I'd like to share what I discovered with you and send you a free 30-day supply of RNA drops valued at $50 for just the cost of shipping and handling. Go to rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call me toll free at 888-577-3703. That's 888-577-3703. rnafreesample.com. Discover the more that's waiting for you.
This can be sliding.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Benelli.
Class, we've got a meetup tonight. Ziggy's. Ziggy's at Springfield. Sunshine and Glenstone, 5:30. And we're going to be talking about what's in your water. And we're also going to be building community where you get a chance to meet. There's well over 100 of us that show up every Monday night. And the reason I'm mentioning this is after the broadcast this morning, I get ready and go out to Ziggy's. And we get set up for the afternoon broadcast and the meetup. And I was asking Frank about email addresses? Does he share them? And what would he do with them if he were asked by the authorities, if you will, that's in quotes, for those email addresses? And he said he wouldn't turn them over. He'd delete them first. And here's why I mention that. Frank, we were at a meetup last Monday, and one of the class said, you know, I'd like to meet people who are in my neighborhood, and, you know, we meet up every Monday night, and there are probably people that live right near me. I just don't know who they are. And it makes sense because we're in a huge restaurant, and we take over the place, and we've got PA systems, and we're talking about seminars. And so tonight we're going to do two things. We're going to learn about water, what's in our water. We're not making any more water. What we have is what we have. There's no more water being shipped into the planet, and we have more and more polluted water every second. So we're destroying our water supply. We're going to learn about what's in our water and why we have to keep drilling deeper and deeper into the ground to get safe drinking water. But anyway, one of the class said, hey, you know, I really want to make these meetups, and all you have to do is get a Twitter account and just tweet where the meetup's going to be, what the subject is, and everybody's going to know. That poor guy almost got killed for mentioning that, because those in attendance at the meetup don't want anything to do with the government knowing what they're up to. And that's why I asked you about the email accounts and email addresses that you have for people who want your newsletter. Now, I'm on your list, and I love being on your list and getting your newsletters and your free reports and so forth. And I'd pay the same price that everybody else does. They're free. The point is, those of us who are concerned about liberties and freedom are taking precautions for being on lists. Now, you're telling me that you would not turn over your list, correct?
It's my list. And frankly, anything I send out isn't, contravening anyways. It's
right.
But, you know, can I just say, Vincent, you know, just a bit off topic, I was watching a bit of, like, I had to get up a little earlier than I used to catch the program, but there was a, there's this fellow running around in California who's a former police officer, and the news said that he actually has a rooting crowd cheering him on, and that's why they offered the $1 million reward to get him. And all of a sudden, everybody's surprised that the government, municipal, I think the guy was in the Navy, created this universal soldier, Jason Bourne identity, and they're all in shock that this person is doing whatever he's doing. And it's all allegations, too.
You know, what a great way to take out maybe, well, one of their own, right? This guy is one of their own. They built him. They trained him, and now they say he's on the run and he's a threat, so they're going to get him. And they've
got
lots of.
Who's he threatening? Me?
Well,
you?
He's not threatening me.
Threatening?
No, he's not threatening us. You know, it's interesting you say this, Frank. I'll tell you why.
I didn't want to bring it up. I just couldn't resist because we were talking about, our privacy and trustworthiness and. You know, the government manufactured this being, and obviously he woke up and had a very bad day.
Well, I've mentioned many times on the air that people in uniform need to understand who they work for, and they have been pressured into issuing tickets. And I used to think that there was a ticket quota, and I've mentioned this on the air. There's not a ticket quota. The police are not part of a quota system. It's a contest. It's a ticket contest to see who can give out the most. Now, quota would say that you've got to reach a certain level. There is no level. It's unlimited. You can write as many tickets as you want because you're competing with your fellow officers in generating revenue and bothering the people who you are supposed to be protecting and serving. So we have gotten out of control. And what I mentioned months ago on the air was I would not want to be in uniform because we, the people, and I'm not speaking of me specifically or you specifically, I'm just saying in general, the people are going to remember who was nice to them and who wasn't. And that's why the police are worried, because now we've got supposedly a rogue officer who is bent on doing harm, allegedly, to officers. And they're worried for their own safety. Imagine what that's like. And a 71-year-old woman was shot in her truck because she was in the wrong place while these teams of officers were looking for this allegedly rogue officer. She was shot by mistake. By mistake. So I think their adrenaline level's up. A 71-year-old woman is mistaken for an officer that they're looking for. That's my concern. My concern is having...
I don't believe it was a mistake. I really don't. I think you have... How could it be a mistake? You know, when you pull... Vincent, I'm sure where you are, when you carry your sidearm, I don't think you ever take it out and shoot at anybody by mistake.
Absolutely not.
These are fully trained officers. They got the fire. Yeah, it's really, really bizarre.
And that's what I'm concerned with. I am really concerned about officers losing control and just shooting people. And we're seeing more and more of it. You know, the stories of a SWAT team coming into apartment 601 in New York City, and they bash down the door, and there's a senior citizen watching TV, and he has a heart attack and dies because they didn't mean... They got the wrong floor. It was 701, but they bashed in the door for 601. Wrong floor, wrong apartment. They give a guy a heart attack and say, oh, geez. Now, sorry, we didn't mean to do that. Wrong floor. That's the kind of stuff that concerns us, because they're acting on adrenaline. They are making mistakes, and people are losing their lives because of mistakes being made by authorities. That is my concern. My concern is not a band of thugs coming to my farm. I can handle a band of thugs. It's the helicopters. It's the tanks. It's the armored personnel carriers. It's the rockets. That's what I'm concerned. The flashbang grenades. These guys bash your door down, and you're supposed to do what? Now, Frank, think about this. What happens when somebody bashes the front door down and they come in with uniforms? Do we know who they are? I mean, just because they say they're the police, does that mean they're the police? Does that mean they have a right to bash the door down? What's wrong with knocking? What's wrong with saying, hey, listen, we're coming over to your house. I just wanted to give you a call first. I just want to let you know we're coming over, and we'd like to have a chat with you. No! No, they bash the door down with these battering rams, and they've got body armor on. And what are they expecting us to do? What are they expecting us to do? Frankly, I tell you, that is my greatest fear. My greatest fear is these guys bashing the door down and having a shootout right then and there, because I don't know who they are. I don't know. And I've got no time to figure it out. All I know is, you know, the door's been bashed down. Just the thought of it makes me angry.
You know, getting on a little bit, I implore all of them to read Nehemiah, when the wall was torn down, how they repair, rebuild, restore. They've had people from all different backgrounds, from peasants to high priests, getting behind and rebuilding that wall. And I think that we have, in what you just alluded to, they're interested in just bashing down doors, but breaking in. And there's been no attention to restoration in any of this. And, you know, I don't want to go on that road with you and your listeners. I don't want to offend anybody. But really, people need to, you know, just take a minute and breathe and read. And I think we're just so overwhelmed with hysteria. And, again, this is the media making their problems everybody else's problem. And like I said, this guy, I don't have a bone to pick with him. I don't think he's come out your way, but they make it like it's our problem when it's not.
Frank, we
just gotta be good citizens.
We used to have a lot of hunters that came down our road, and they wanted to kill some animals for food. Frankly, they were killing them so that they could have deer. And, you know, they were used, before we bought this farm, they were used to it because it was semi-abandoned. Nobody was here, and there were a lot of deer on our property. And this is a great place to go to find lots of deer easily. Well, we had a nice chat with most of them. And we explained to them in no uncertain terms, don't go poaching on our property. Don't even think about it, because it won't be good for anybody. And after about a year or two, they all got the message, and no one poaches on our farm. Nobody. Because they know that it's not a good thing to do, because we had this discussion with them. And I hope that the police understand that their job is to be on our side. And just following orders, the Nazis said that after World War II. Just following orders. You know, we loaded those guys in a boxcar. We exterminated them. We're all just following orders. Really? Really? Did the guy who was giving the orders get his hands dirty or her hands dirty? Well, just following orders does not cut it. And I hope that if you, class, I hope those of you who may be in uniform understand that just following orders, at the end of the day, it will not work. It will not work because you will be singled out. You will be singled out the way you're singling us out. The way you are stopping us and saying, you know what, that's a $240 ticket for having that taillight out. What's wrong with just saying to us, you know, sir, ma'am, your taillight's out. I just want you to know so that you can get a bulb and get that replaced so you can avoid being involved in an accident. What's wrong with being nice? What's wrong with that? Tell your sergeant, knock it off. We're not doing it anymore. There are more of you than there are of that sergeant. Let's get our acts together. Frank Underhill's with us. We're going to be talking about gold and silver on the other side of this break.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on freeze-dried foods, and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House survival bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LaCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LaCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LaCig.com. And LaCig smokes the competition. question by serving thousands of worldwide customers with Real People customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
You've heard about or even used colloidal silver for years. But did you know there's a silver product that is much better, faster, safer, and superior? Silver that is fundamentally distinctive, different, and the only patented silver since the original colloidal silver in 1923? Introducing Silver Protocol from Neofera. Think about this. What will you do when you can't get antibiotics? Silver Protocol should be in every grab bag, the one product you gotta have when it all breaks loose. Unlike colloidal silver, use Silver Protocol preventatively or whenever infection occurs. Silver Protocol can be boiled or frozen, yet is still 100% effective, has super long shelf life, and will not cause argyria or turn you blue. Order Silver Protocol at 800-213-0644. That's 800-213-0644. Or go to Neofera.com, spelled Neofera.com. Sign up for our free educational email series at Neofera.com. Silver Protocol, the ultimate immune booster.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Frank, I can't believe you hit my button. I mean, just sent me off on a tangent and took me a long time to return from that tangent. But I'd like to say this. I got an email just during the break, and it came from one of our class, and it says, welcome. It's a photo of a billboard. It says, welcome to Chicago, Illinois. Two things are guaranteed in life, taxes and death. In Chicago, taxes are bigger and death is quicker. Murder capital of the United States of America. And there's a picture of Rahm Emanuel, chief of staff at the White House. Remember him? Yeah, he is now mayor of Chicago. And I got another email, a very flattering email from a Butch. And it says, yay, Vinny. USA prepares. This is so cool. 2 full hours in the morning. Thanks, GCN. We're thrilled to hear 2 hours this morning. And great topic, too. And thank you, too, Mr. Underhill. Thought you'd like to hear that, Frank.
Well, thank you. Thank you, Butch. Thank you, sir.
So, Frank, gold and silver. Now, Silver Wheaton buys Vail Gold Production. What's going on there, Frank?
Well, I think it's one thing where Vail wants to get out of gold. So I think they focus more on nickel and more industrial metals. Gold is probably a byproduct for them. But nonetheless, 110,000 ounces a year for I think 20 years. That's nothing to sneeze at. That's like major cash flow, regardless of whether it's $700 gold or $1,600 gold. But nonetheless, I think you're going to see a lot more of that. And I think ditto for energy. I think you're going to see a lot of consolidation here. there's a lot of, I think, overproduction of natural gas right now, where they're probably going to produce themselves out of business. I don't invest in natural gas myself. Mm-hmm. But with all this fracking going on and this, rapid drilling that we're seeing, although it may translate into lower commodity prices, the consumer has yet to see it transform into lower gas prices at the pump.
Frank, I just filled up the Dodge pickup truck. We have a 3/4-ton Cummins turbo diesel, and we use it here on the farm and around the farm. It's four-wheel drive. It's a 3/4-ton, and it was like a quarter tank. Filled it up, got three 5-gallon cans for the four-wheelers and the chainsaws and that kind of thing, and the bill was over $150. Gas prices have gone up here. They really have. $3.38 a gallon. And that really impacts us. And I noticed, I was talking to Dr. Howard Shane last night. I had a chance to talk to a lot of our instructors offline. And I said, Howard, have you seen any traffic jams in Springfield? He said, no. And I said, I haven't either, for years. The only time I saw one was last Monday night. Heading toward the meetup because there was an accident. That was the only reason. But when there's no accident, there's no traffic jam. You can just drive at 35 miles an hour through Springfield, Missouri, right through town, because there's no traffic. Why is there no traffic? Because people aren't driving. Why aren't they driving? Because either they don't have a job or they're carpooling. But they're not. There's no driving for amusement anymore that I know of. People just don't do that anymore. Hey, let's get in the car and go for a ride. Who does that? Nobody I know anymore. What do you think, Frank?
I agree. I don't think I've been out for a joyride in a long time. And incidentally, Vincent, when Corey and I were in Springfield, we liked going to that rib restaurant on the main drag there. We went to a ice creamery there, cream mm-hmm. custard.
Mm-hmm.
And with all our driving around in the car we were in, we only drove like maybe a third of a tank of gas in that car. So we didn't do a whole lot of driving, and we got out quite a bit.
Yeah, and so you were here for what, 4 days?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, 4 days.
Frank, thanks so much for sharing your insights from Nevada and what your customers are saying and your thoughts. And so, class, if you'd like the free newsletter and free research reports, you can call 702-987-5449. 702-987-5449. UnderhillSecurities.com. Link on the website, page one. Frank, thanks so much for being with us. See you next Monday. Class, we've got a full schedule this week. I think you're going to find it really interesting. Above all, honesty and integrity. What happens next is up to you.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
In this unpredictable world, disaster can strike anyone. That's why an essential part of any emergency survival plan must be stove in a can. When power goes out and gas lines are down, the portable, safe, easy-to-use stove in a can cooks food up to 4 hours and boils water in as little as 5 minutes. Stove in a can comes with everything you need. The stove, fuel, even waterproof matches, all in a compact, durable, heavy-duty container. Plus, the all-natural non-explosive, 100% waterproof fuel source can be stored indefinitely. Say goodbye to the hassle and danger of propane, lighter fluid, or gas. Stock up now and protect your family with Stove in a Can, starting out at $29.99. Special bundle offers now available with a 100% satisfaction guarantee or your money back. Order yours today at StoveInACan.com. That's StoveInACan.com.